This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah.
Hey, everybody in America, welcome to another episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. As you can see, Marv's not here. But I am, and I got my two partners with me, Johnny Lee Israel over here to the left, and my man Packet over here to the right with all the sports updates, you know. He got on his Panther stuff today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Carolina in the house.
So, before we get into this show, let everybody know that they're welcome to call in and voice their opinion, you know, speak about any topics, ask me any questions, talk some shit, you know. Anything they wish, just call right on in at 323-293-3375. Now, JB.
Yes, sir.
We were just talking before the show started, man, and you was really giving me your real sentiments, man. You know, you being a baby boomer. Am I correct to say that?
True.
You being a baby boomer and knowing a lot about, you know, civil rights and stuff like that. What are your sentiments of what happened down there in Charlottesville?
That's typical Southern white America. Like I say, I got people in South Carolina. I really know them rednecks. Hillbillies, they basically uneducated, backward. Uneducated whites, poor, scared to leave them the small towns, go to the big city where more opportunities might be there. I know them well.
So that's what they do. They pretty much, shave all, you know, cut their hair, shave, move to the big city and get, you know, like city or local government jobs or county jobs.
Police jobs in particular.
Yeah, and I can see that, you know, and this is why, you know, it's an ongoing thing with these people coming into the community really victimizing us. But deeper than that, just like I said, man, you know, racial hate, time and time again, people can be combated by are unifying and loving one another. You see, the more we hate one another, it makes it easier for them to come and prey upon us, you know. Once we unify and love each other, they'd be damn near scared to touch or do one thing bad to any one of us, you know. So the sooner we learn that, the better we can overcome all these obstacles headed in front of us in our near future. But on the brighter side of things, man, what you got coming up next, man?
Comic store. They begged me long enough. I'm finally going to do the comic store. Then I'm going to put in some work with Big Al. You know, Al might let you go into improv. Get ready for this shit, for real. You got to blow them away at the improv.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. I look forward to it.
Look forward to it?
Yes, sir.
So what's the latest and greatest on the dating scene, man? I hear it.
Well, I feel a little better now. You know about last time I was here, I told you about my fat girlfriend, the one that kicked my ass, right? I don't have to worry about her no more. I got me a tall bitch now. Guess how tall she is.
How tall is she?
6 foot, I swear, for real.
No, is that right?
I can't wait to eat her out, man.
Oh, my God.
What she reminds me of a giraffe when she danced. Anyway, that's another story.
When she danced, she reminds you of a giraffe.
A giraffe, yes.
Her ass, her neck, or her tongue. What parts of her remind you of a giraffe?
Her ass. You know, a giraffe.
You know, a giraffe don't have no ass. A giraffe's ass is shaped like an emaciated dog, so they don't have no ass. Mm. That's what it was?
I have a bigger problem I want to share with the audience. This really could be a good thing for me. First of all, this medically speaking, my therapist said I'll be all right now. He said I'm getting better. Yeah, he told me the other day, he said, Mr. Israel, you'll be all right once you find yourself. You still won't let that fucking joke through.
I didn't get it. I thought this was real life shit. I think my
therapist, it is real life stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't find that funny, brother. I mean, you know, I thought you
at least he said I'm getting better, though.
Yeah, you getting
ahead. I find myself. Can y'all hear me? I find myself soon.
Yeah.
I'm fucking up.
All you got to do to find yourself is to turn on the damn light, Johnny.
True. That's true. That's true. Yeah.
That got to do with why you wear a lot of damn white all the time. You don't want to get lost in the dark, right?
Three mad mob doors out like E.T. I light up and all that crap.
You only light up when you wear white or when you smile.
Yeah, something about that white man. Women love it. That Playboy white.
That's your signature, man, and I love it too, man. If you like it, I love it,
look
man.
Look at my white ring. Only real Playboy do it like this. I got everything Snow White.
Okay.
Look at that lady. Y'all ain't never saw nothing like me. Ex-Playboy.
What does that ring represent now?
I'm a true player. The players back east understand this. The real players, right?
They used to walk around with just a ring.
How many guys in LA you see walking around looking like me? I mean, let's get real.
I don't see too many motherfuckers on planet Earth looking like you.
Anybody can wear all white, right? But anybody can't wear it like me. I'm the real deal. I'm
the real deal, huh?
Here I am, a baby boomer in my 60s, and women still freak out. You see it all the time, bro. Who's that fine old man there, you know? I'm retired now. I ain't trying to hook up nobody, you know. Like I say, I barely get a horn on. I enjoy being single right now, you know. This old girl, me and her might work out for real.
The giraffe?
Yeah, giraffe, man. It's exciting about her being this much taller than that. You're some fucked up shit, man. It's mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing.
The reason I know I'm getting it one day, she did kiss me on the jaw. Hey, that's better than nothing, you know. I explain like every girlfriend I meet, right? I don't like to waste a woman's time. I let them know from Jump Street, honey, I know you might find me attractive and all that. But I have, come on, fool, now. I'm about to. I'm in the mood.
There's
tell y'all
no
the
room
truth.
For lack of self-esteem. Johnny Lee Israel showed the world that self-esteem means everything.
Yeah.
Now finish your story, hey, man.
Like I say, I'm real playboy, right? Come on, fool, now. This is why I actually do. I tell the women, look here, baby. I don't lie to them. That's why they love me so much, right? I tell them straight up, hey, look, I know you like me, young lady, blah, blah, blah. But I say, I let them know, I have a 3-inch penis. I don't want to waste your motherfucking time, bitch. I have a 3-inch penis, but I will eat you well if you give me the pussy. This is how I get down. Should I really show up? No, I shouldn't do that. Not tonight, huh? Nope. Should I do it tonight? You got my meds. Give me my pills. He threw got my fucking psych pills in his pocket. I'm looking for my shit. Give me my goddamn pills, Farouk. Ma, Farouk got my psych pills. I don't want to go crazy on this motherfucker.
I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about, people.
You got my psych meds, man.
If you want to call in, man.
Ma, where are you?
Talk to Mr. Playboy Johnny Lee Israel. Call right on in, man, at 323-293-3375. So right now we're going to go to a commercial break, man. But when we get back, we're going to get into some sports events, man, and talk about some controversial things in sports. So peace and call on in. Well, we back. Jay-Z says, still a nigga, it don't matter. That seems to be the view in everybody else's eyes. It don't look like you out there. And that's for those who look like me. Anyway, man, we gonna get right back, man, to my main man, Pack, and talk about the controversy of pretty much how Cap is being blackballed in the league and, you know, some other misbehaviors in the NFL.
That's right, that's right. Got Ezekiel Elliott with his 6-game suspension. It's crazy. You make it to all this money, you play 1 year, you get in the offseason, and these guys can't keep their hands off their girlfriends.
Well, you know, man, football players mostly in high school, as you know, and I play. I'm kind of glad, you know, I didn't play that much football in high school. But most football players are not the smartest of people, man. I mean, you know, they banging their damn heads all day, man. So I think that affects a lot of thinking. You know, some of them are hyper, you know, aggressive and, you know, violent and stuff like that. Football players mostly got the rate of whooping their women's ass like cops.
What's the guy played with the Baltimore Ravens? Ray what?
You talking about Ray Rice.
Ray Rice, yeah, that monster, that bastard.
Yeah, he hit his girl one time, and he's no longer in the NFL.
Good, he knocked out in the elevator, remember? Oh, dirty bitch-ass nigga.
But she married him.
You can, afterwards.
You, for the money. Think for
about
the money.
After she got her ass. She married him after it happened.
After she got her ass whipped, she married him.
They I saw that video, today. Man. I saw the video with my own
They ass. Got kids now, JB.
You know what led up to it, right? It wasn't right for him to put his hands on her at all. You're
I
right.
I didn't like that. I really didn't like that.
Yeah, but, you know, in the heat of the moment, you, people got to know to keep their hands off people.
No matter who you are.
She spit in his face.
Man, woman, child. Well, to tell you the truth.
She spit in his face first?
Yes.
If you 98 years old, if you 4 years old, if you retarded, if you homeless, if you a preacher, if you're a teacher, if you're a garbage man, if you're in a wheelchair and you spit on me, I'm fucking you up. Okay, now, maybe I might have to suffer the consequences of being in front of a judge, okay? Mm. Hey, that's something I've been used to doing. I don't really like it, but hey, I can hold my head up and say I believed in what I'm in here in front of you, Your Honor. And how would you feel if somebody spit in your face, Your Honor? So whatever time that you give me, Your Honor, I hope that you would be lenient enough to feel where I'm coming from.
I would just slap her.
He had to feel the same way just you felt her. About it because they were arguing the whole time. He didn't put one hand on her. He kept trying to get to the elevator to get to where they were going, and she kept arguing, which is it doesn't bring back the fact that you knocked this woman out. But
are you saying
she was trying to get under his skin? Is what I'm saying.
That's all couples do. That that's life.
That's true. That's
man, but JB, it's
you
just
seem like you trying to thin him a little bit.
No, he's not saying that, man. He said it's never right to do that. But
I know that's just like saying
in the case
I
of
would, yeah, my girlfriend, I would slap. That's the most I would.
That's still the same thing as knocking her out. You're not supposed to put your hands on a woman.
It's like this, JB. It's like this. A lot of domestic violence cases.
I'm glad I'm a gentleman.
I don't think in domestic violence cases, both people say, well, this is what I'm going to do when this happens. Sometimes things get out of hand. Okay, like for instance, in the domestic violence case, I had a good friend of mine. First time him and his newly wedded wife got into an altercation, she slit his throat and he bled to death. You know, but what I'm saying is nobody pre-plans what they're going to do in them type of circumstances. Therefore, we could talk about things and preventive measures to kind of keep people from getting that. And I say, man, if both of y'all mad, put a timeout on that bullshit, especially if you got kids. Now, talking about your boy Ezekiel, man, what did he do?
Well, Ezekiel in the offseason has had a busy, busy offseason. This man got on this team and became the star of the team, and now he found himself in a domestic violence case, and he has another case pending. I don't think people know about it that he knocked some guy out of the club.
So that means he's an equal ass opportunist, you know. He gonna whoop mostly all niggas and all bitches' asses. That's his motto, then, right?
Yeah, his motto is that you say something wrong to me, he gonna get it.
He got a guaranteed contract? Yeah, sure.
Did you see what that man did
he
last season?
He signed a rookie contract, right?
Now, I hate the Cowboys, but I have to give props where props is due. That man was a beast last season.
He sure was.
And that was
he
his
sure
first
was.
Season.
He sure was.
And I don't even think we've seen half of what he's going to be able to do. That's why last week, if you remember, I chose the Giants to take that division. The Cowboys, they have a nice line, and they also have McFadden over there, so they'll be okay. But that's kind of
losing six games now, just six games, remember?
Yeah, but, you know, it boils down to how the quarterback and the running back gels.
They'll be okay.
And they were on the same page.
Dallas will be okay.
Yeah, you can say that. I remember I said,
remember, I'm a Raiders. Hey, Raiders, my team. I'm saying Dallas will be okay in that division. They can easily win that division. Come on, man.
No, they won't win that division.
He didn't like
you. Don't think so?
They got a good chance of winning.
No, no. It's when you.
It will be one of those teams, though.
And they're used to playing with a certain individual, and that individual is gone for six games.
Oh, come on. He can have a capable backup. You can't use that, Scrooge.
Oh, they have a wonderful backup.
Let's talk about Carolina. Carolina ain't shit. Fruit. Let's go. Fruit. We talked about this. Remember last time we gave him a play, right? First, I'm left Fruit. Tear your ass up about Carolina. Then I'm going to jump in the shit. Go ahead. He said Carolina Panthers.
Well,
Panthers.
I love Cam Newton, man.
Me too. I said that. I like Cam
Newton. I think that they got some good athletes on there, man. But I don't.
Did you see our new recruits? Our new recruits?
That don't mean shit, man, until they never play one game in the NFL. So we're going to see how they play when opening season happen. Like me, man, I got pumped up. My son came out here Sunday from Phoenix or whatever. You know, he's a Seahawks fan. You know, I get us some tickets. You know, my daughter and my other son, we go out there. I watch my team get their ass whooped, but it was good to spend good family time.
Right.
But, yeah, man, let's get back to Cap, man. What do you think? Is any team going to pick him up, man? Do you think he should just say, fuck it, just get him some Snoop Dogg braids, start smoking weed, and get him a barbecue stand and a bar and grill?
I have faith that Cap will get signed. Now, I don't know if he'll get signed this season, but I believe he will get signed to a team. Anyway, some mid-season, something like that, I believe he'll get signed. Now, Cap will be signed today. If we had, unity in our community, and
what do you mean unity in our community? What do you mean?
Well, it's point blank. I have to put it out there. We don't stick together.
Who is we?
Yeah,
us as black people.
Yeah, no, most of us are disenfranchised.
Hold up,
Fruit.
Please let me respond. See, brother, you got to be a well traveled G like me and Stitch, right? No, Fruit. Come on, let me. This brother never been nowhere. West Coast blacks are totally different from East Coast blacks, brother.
Ain't that the
Y'all
truth?
Are the most backward blacks in the continent of the United States. Los Angeles and Chicago blacks. I'm going to tell you why. Please listen. Remember, I'm from D.C., right?
Right.
The majority of the blacks in Chicago is from Mississippi. Hold up. The majority of the African Americans in L.A., right? They from Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana, right? Blacks in places like New York, right? Guess why they life at Chicago blacks? Most of them guys from Mississippi. Right okay, now, as so, I speak, Mississippi. So hold up.
The blacks you're talking about that are not backwards.
Don't let me get my thought. You got plenty of time to talk.
What city are you talking about, though?
Okay. I'm talking, the reason I say Chicago and L.A., right? Majority of the blacks in Chicago, right? They from Mississippi, right? Mississippi, right now, Mississippi has the poorest, most uneducated blacks in the continent of the United States. Let me get to L.A. This is what we think about y'all back east. Remember, this is my home now. I've been out here a long time. I'm California,
nigga,
right?
How long you been out here?
Almost 30 years. This is my home, right?
When is your first time, and how old was you when you first traveled to California?
Fruit. What that got to do with what I'm about
I just
to say?
Want to know.
I'm waiting for him to get to
now,
his point,
he
too.
Met, yeah, he met me when I first came here, him and Mad Mob. Now, anyway.
Make the point. I want to hear what you have to say.
Let me talk about the reason why blacks from the major cities back east come to L.A., right? You probably heard people say, wow, the blacks in L.A. is country, right? You heard blacks say that before, right? Back east.
Nobody never
have,
said
have
that,
you yes
JB.
Or no? Wait, all have right. you? Have you yes or no, brother?
Yeah.
Nobody okay. never said
the
that.
The reason we say that, right?
What you gotta say.
Okay, this is what make y'all different. Okay. Even though y'all basically think like, should I say it?
So this is
you
part
know,
of the problem.
You know what I
want
to
right
say, for. No, this ain't no problem.
This is
I try to keep saying
I'm from
this
here, so
okay.
I'm
the blacks out here, okay. Let me be
how
okay.
We think.
The blacks out here to me, y'all got inferiority complex when it comes to other races. That's y'all fucking problem. Believe me, inferiority complex, brother.
All right,
JB, I would probably agree with you on that, but this is what I don't understand. Blacks out here started the Black Panther Party. Blacks out here don't give a fuck about the police or white people, okay?
That don't make you great, that make you silly.
No, listen to me, JB. Listen to me, I'm from out here, okay? Now, I let you talk your bullshit and rhetoric for 5 minutes, taking up the show time.
Your time.
Now, blacks out here don't care what color you are. If you start out and shit out here, no matter who you are, you're going to get your ass whooped. okay? We don't play that shit out here. People from L.A. go out of town and act like they tough. Don't nobody come from out of town to L.A. and tough, because you would get your ass beat or killed out here. Now, Chicago is the murder capital of America, but Los Angeles is the capital of unsolved murders. Okay, so you pay attention to that. Now, getting right back, man, to this real topic, Portis, man, I want to see if you got some footage of, like, all the Klan people acting like, you know, how you see niggas. Just think of this Klan rally. Let's dissect this.
With a Confederate flag, that's from the clue.
But, yeah, like I was saying about us not being together on things, is you can say what you want to say about city to city.
We have the most unified...
And fulfill the promises of Donald Trump. That's what we believed in. That's why we voted for Donald Trump, because he said he's going to take our country back, and that's what we got to do.
Now, that's telling you what he filled David Duke and the Klan.
Louisiana representative.
My thing, going back to, you know, saying California and L.A. is country. David
Duke.
That
don't make you bad, though. Shut up,
Johnny. Shut up, Johnny. You interrupted me, brother.
Go ahead, man.
Okay. David Duke, the Klan, neo-Nazi, whatever, bring your ass off of Western and Imperial with that shit and see if your ass survived 10 goddamn minutes with all of that bullshit. Okay, it's not going to happen. So what I'm saying is, racism is only a fucking problem for the blind, deaf, and the dumb. Now, if you continue to be blind, deaf, and dumb, you don't want to equip yourself with knowledge, information, do research. First of all, knowing who the fuck you are. Second of all, on knowing who your enemy is. All these people that claim that they hate white people still go to work and smile at their white boss and kiss his ass. You're not going to say, fuck all of this, I'm going to leave work today and I'm never coming back. You're not going to do that. So what I'm saying, people, is this is an opportunity, and it's in your face to let you know, if you don't do something for self and your kind, then you got to be out of your mind, meaning not your own, you know. And meaning that most of us culturally or racially have no real true identity. This is why everybody clowns us. So when stuff like this happen, all we seem to do is get emotional. Me, myself, exactly. I laugh at it because my mind frame is way beyond that. Okay, I've studied the Constitution. I know that the 9 black men drafted it and the white man adapted it. Okay, like he does everything. He never creates anything. So I don't see why anybody is so surprised that in full-fledged now, they're letting you know who they are and always be. You know, a leopard never changes his dots, okay? We the one that change every 20-something years. First, you was a so-called African slave. Then you was a nigga. You done went from Kunta Kinte to Toby, nigga. Negro, black, color, and then African-American. I talked to somebody today, and somebody thought that Africa was a country. A black person calling themselves African-American. What I'm just telling you, many of us, we claim shit that we have no idea what we claiming. You know what I'm saying? Now, all of us can claim a part of this land. If we quit spending our goddamn money with all these uncolorful people, we can buy all of America. You know, most of these white people outside the elite are going
broke. These cars and these Jordans.
They're going broke. You know, many of us athletes and a lot of us entertainers or hustlers, pimp, whatever you do, just get your money. Many of us got money, but we don't channel our money or funnel our money into anything conducive to the growth and development of us. But one thing I would say, man, and I really appreciate it, I hope everybody patronizes it. It's an all-black-owned grocery store in Compton.
What street is it on?
It's off of Central and Rose Grand.
Why do we only have one?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a start. So what I'm saying, anybody in the local...
It doesn't matter. We need more than one. We need more black people to invest.
You got to have one before you have some. So what I'm saying is, this sister that got a black-owned grocery store, if you stay in the greater Los Angeles area or L.A. County, please make it your business to patronize this store. It's a very clean store. Everything pretty much is good product without pesticides and all that bullshit on there. So if you're concerned about black health and black wealth, patronize this sister.
Can I say something in defense of black America before I forget?
Yeah.
Listen up, America. Listen very carefully, because you probably never hear a player say it like I'm saying it.
This is in defense of America, black America? Black,
yes.
Okay.
These are facts. American blacks are the greatest blacks the world have ever known. Be it science, higher education, the arts, literature, music, sports. This is how I fuck with them Africans, right? American blacks, I go on and on about the accomplishments, right? First and only black man in space, America, one black. First and only black woman. I go on and on, right? For his comp. Okay, now let me get to America. American blacks are the most powerful so-called racial minority in America. I'm going to tell you why. We have more members in Congress than all the Latinos.
Except for niggas in L.A. because we slow in
country. Come on,
Drew.
Come on, man. Okay. Remember I just said about the greatest blacks the world have ever seen, right? Now, American blacks are the most powerful racial minority in America. I'm going to tell you why. We have more members in Congress than the Latino and the Asian group combined. You Google this shit, right? Okay?
But we don't
have black
together.
President. What have they done?
Together, man,
what do they have? What do they have?
They have what's called.
They have nothing.
They would have what's called.
See, only blacks out west think those people out equal, right? Can't nobody touch American black. That's why we think y'all Latinos. Are you crazy?
JB.
Can't nothing touch American black.
JB.
Asians. The only Asians
that's
come in America, right?
JB,
are the professional Asians.
JB, calm down.
Yeah, you know me. I can have black power.
Listen, JB.
You need fucked up.
American blacks lack one thing that other people have, that's unity.
How can that be like, unity?
Listen, JB. Listen.
Oh, you fucking
listen.
Up, man.
Marv gone. So yeah. Marv gone. This is not the JB hour. This is, has to be
John Lee Irish for the
yeah. Yeah. This is has
John
to
Lee
be
Irish
a mutual
y'all.
Thing. Okay. Now,
your turn.
This is what I'm telling you, JB.
John Lee Israel.
When you have unity, it doesn't matter what you doing, okay? Like on this panel, we can't be disenfranchised because that's presenting the same stigma to everybody out there. You have your opinion, you're an elder. We respect that. This is why you
don't
here.
Use the elder game. Right is right,
no,
wrong is
no,
wrong.
I'm telling
wrong
you, you from a
and
different
what you said
you're
is
from
wrong.
A different generation, JB. So your insight
let's talk accomplishments. If anything
JB,
I say wrong, what have they accomplished?
Your insight to certain things
nothing.
Might be more in depth than a lot of other people because,
thanks for saying
like
that,
you
though.
Said, you've
yeah,
been
you
here
more than us.
60-something years. But yeah. That does not negate the fact on what's shaping and molding the world for what it is today. So your scope always have to be in the present time.
That is present what I'm talking about.
Well, the present time, man.
We have black president. How,
see, look. What you said,
names
I listened to what you said.
Names of famous Asians or Latinos in political
well, we,
office.
Well, blacks
you
have to stop doing.
You can't even name none.
What we have to stop doing is saying, them
we,
blacks
y'all
over
West
there,
Coast blacks.
We're all the same.
Y'all, we, no, we're not.
We're
East
all
West Coast.
The same.
Oh, no, we're not, buddy. I'm a black G
see, that's
telling
the problem
you.
Right there.
So,
say what you want to say.
Like,
y'all holding us back.
Just
really.
Like I
sir.
Quoted
I really mean that
today.
From the bottom of my heart, though. He know I'm telling you. He know me 20 years.
Black is black,
I mean
sir.
That.
Just like I quoted in a post of my nephew,
West Coast, y'all
who's,
really are
serving the military. We can't talk over one another, JB.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, just like I quoted in a post of my nephew today about all this stuff, the rhetoric is going on, and I'm going to say it right out here. Okay, whatever's going on or whatever, you know, you got the Klans and all these white people, whatever. Mm-hmm. They really strongly say they have a real bias and hatred towards niggas. Now, I want to make this declaration, and I want a lot of people to leave comments or call in, but this is my declaration. I'm a brother. I was born in America. I'm a Muslim, okay? I was raised in South Central LA. I have ties and family members in 37 states. I hate niggas, too, and I'm going to tell you why, because a nigga is a byproduct of white supremacy. You know, because you have an inferior complex and you have a complex about yourself as an individual, so you always at odds with individuals that look like you. When you think low about yourself, you always trying to focus on whatever fall or something low about somebody who look like you. You know, and this is where the conflict of our people come from. Now, a lot of us can claim claim, okay, we this, we that, but all you are is a low-budget-ass form of a clone white man. The only thing, the difference is most of y'all skin color. You know, you want to protest and call people doing well for themselves and taking the opportunity, like the methodical bird, the phoenix, rise up out of the soot, meaning the ignorance of your motherfucking mind, and elevate to the point of excellence to be what God intended you to be. So therefore, nothing can stop you. No racism, no self-hatred, meaning amongst your own people, nothing can stop you. So when you become a powerful force like that, you become most hated amongst your own people, because your own people are taught to view you through the same scope as a white man sees you. So now you can say, oh, I'm
y'all
black
ready for this?
And I'm proud, but you still have the same mentality. And we could go get education and all of that and still have a subservient attitude. And this is why, like Willie Lynch Law said, he go pin the elders against the youth. Yep. You know what I'm saying? He go take the dark-skinned ones and the light-skinned ones and make them concentrate on their differences. And this philosophy with some will last for 1,000 years. Now, I'm going to say this also. Black people, if you watching this, or any people on this planet that cares about the earth or humanity, please pay attention to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and take some time to really listen and tune in to Farrakhan on YouTube or get some of his books and really listen and read and judge for yourself what these people or individuals stood for and what they're talking about. Because without unity, you have nothing. You don't even lead a good example to complain about anything worthy. All you are is an underdeveloped child, meaning that you grew old, but you still have a child mind crying over things that somebody else should be doing for you that you're well-equipped and capable by God to do for yourself. So,
and y'all good Christians do the same thing.
Yeah.
It goes so far. It don't matter
what you believe in. The brother Farrakhan has unified a lot of black pastors of the Christian faith. Okay.
I'm neither one.
The brother Farrakhan speaks at Christian churches. Okay, right now, a lot of Christian ministers are forming an international coalition because of Farrakhan's speech and is saying black unity. I don't care if you're a Jew. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I don't care what you are. If you look like me, we have to put aside our petty differences in order to combat our mutual enemy and accomplish common goals.
That point right there.
That's all I'm talking about.
He's speaking straight from Asian,
I didn't say that.
If you shut up, you'll listen.
Chinese or Asian people, they could be Buddhist, Hindu, Muslims, Christian, or Jew, different religion. They don't let their religion, as practiced by themselves individual, separate their cultural or racial common bond that they have with one another.
Did you understand that?
We the only people that do that because we have been disenfranchised through slavery.
If I knew it was gonna be like this, I wouldn't have came on tonight.
Can I make a point?
Yeah, go ahead.
See, you here.
The whole show going to be about religion?
No, it wasn't about religion.
I'm not talking about society.
I'm not Muslim.
I'm Christian.
We're talking about organized.
I'm neither one. I'm just saying,
but see,
don't waste
out.
All our time you, talking about no religion.
You keep missing the point.
I ain't miss no point, brother.
See, this is the point. This is the point. He's Muslim. I'm Christian. You're not.
Exactly.
But if you went out in the back and you had 5 white guys beating you up, would you want us to help you? So it's not supposed to matter what religion
we have a common
about.
Enemy.
It's supposed to be about unity.
I get that.
You can't say you get that. And
but
then
he was talking like that was
got,
the only way.
No, he just got emotional.
The way you spin all that.
He got emotional because he's a better speaker. He's a better speaker than he is a listener. But because he is an older brother, I'm going to have patience with him. Now, when I don't, America, you're going to see me choke his old ass.
Oh,
solid dragon
again,
body.
Not again, not again.
Okay, now,
let me ask you, Johnny.
Listen, man, okay. Since you want to run your goddamn mouth, the platform is yours, okay?
You can't teach this the old guy new tricks.
Yeah, this is the topic that I want you to talk about, man. I want you to talk about, as far as you being a baby boomer, if you can interject any type of thoughts or ideas that we as a people can use for stronger black youth as far as like unity to the youth. What are some of the things that you would tell the young people?
Okay, first of all, the young and the old have to join hands and join minds, put their minds together and work for a common solution to any problem. Some of y'all youngsters got to listen to the elders too. I know that. We got to listen to y'all so I understand all right. But otherwise, blacks in America.
You just said a lot. You got to listen to us,
fine.
Too.
We'll be just fine. Blacks in America, we'll be just fine. What's your opinion about that, man?
My opinion, I told a lot of people before, people get mad the way I said.
Go ahead.
We got to let a lot of the older hate die off before it can progress. All our judges is these 75-year-old, old racist people that's stuck in power that believe in what David Duke and Donald Trump is doing.
What do you think about Jeff Sessions, by the way? He's the AG, you know. Jeff Sessions?
Yeah.
What you think about him, sir? Do you even know who that is, right?
I've heard his name.
You heard his name?
Okay. I've heard his name.
He's the Attorney General of the United States, nominated by Mr. Donald Trump, your boy.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about then.
What do you think about his policies?
You do know most of the people that Donald Trump put in there, they're just rich white people doing a money grab right now.
And they right-wing idiots.
Yes.
Everybody knows this country is going to shit except for us. This is why we still focus on the wrong shit. So
we got to focus on
like
unity.
Like I say, man.
Unity is the main focus.
When we stop spending our goddamn money to these people that won't treat us right and collectively use our dollars in a powerful way.
How you talking, bro?
Buying land, you know, and taking care of our own the way God intended us to be, we're going to keep on suffering, people.
Exactly.
This is what's going on, and the suffering of people of our kind is going to increase because the wrath of God is upon the whole world right now. And the thing is, if you are a child of one of God's elite and children, which I know we are, and you're the most rebellion, you're going to be the most chastised.
That's what's going on. Did you understand what he said when he said about us?
Man, if you ask me some more shit like that,
I'm just asking.
Bro, hey, Fru, you better tell them who we fuck with. Now, he asked me elementary ass shit. Now, please get to know me a little bit. Well, I'm a chameleon. I will destroy you. Don't ask me no motherfucking questions, my nigga. You would get out. You would get checked, and plus you fat too. Hey, you ain't got a chance, nigga. You better tell this nigga who he fucking with. This Johnny Israel.
On one hand,
remember, I'm trying to be nice tonight, not for real.
No, it ain't about being nice, man. He just asked straight questions, man.
Why he asking this shit? Why
are you being funny, man?
I went to Howard University. I'm more educated than one of you, nigga. The fuck,
JB.
Okay, I'm trying to be nice.
If you're more educated than us.
Go ahead.
Please display some sense of integrity
and intelligence.
Go ahead,
brother. What are you trying to say
now?
What I'm trying to say is, what you said about black people and people on the West Coast is funny. We act different and stuff.
Yeah, y'all look different.
But if people think like that, if I open a store and I'm from the West Coast, what you going to be? I don't want to go to this store because they act funny.
Ain't nobody like that, y'all gangbang that East Coast, West Coast. Don't get real.
It's not about that.
Since you say that, that's y'all mentality out West, though. That gangbang. That you commit genocide against your own people. It ain't like that back here. You know, you got little gangs. I just left back there, right? I got net through the grandkids in their 20s, right? It ain't like that. L.A., Chicago, the most dangerous cities for African Americans right now as I speak. Los Angeles, Chicago.
Well, Oakland is more
dangerous. New Orleans,
dangerous.
I know Oakland top 10 now for real.
Richmond, California.
Richmond.
St. Louis. Okay, believe it or not, Miami and parts of Houston and last but not least, Detroit.
Detroit.
New Orleans Detroit. Also is more dangerous than the city of Los Angeles as far as we're concerned because of the number of the population. Number two, not everybody and not every brother in L.A. is a gangman.
I know
JB,
this.
But,
no, that's not what
but,
you just
but
said.
Being from
you
LA.
I'm
talking
not
about
being,
the mentality.
Being
yeah,
from
but
LA.
If somebody thinks like that, they're going to buy from the store.
Being from LA, myself, you have a lot of brothers out here that are forced to learn certain gang territories in order to know how they can maneuver throughout the day just to survive, okay? Now, to say that, you've been out here over 20-something years, yeah. So you should know better.
You know now, I know my way
now,
around.
Now, deeper than that, like he said, man, the old hatred has to go. Anytime, man, that you live in this new city called L.A., but the same old bitterness or bigotry that you had towards the city, that's just the same as what the Ku Klux Klan feel about all of us in general. So all you little micro white supremacists, and I'm talking about you black-ass motherfuckers out there, that's always find a reason to hate on a brother, where he from, or what he believe in, or what he got, or what he doing. We need to get rid of all you motherfuckers, and the white supremacists that have to bow down to the true and living God, meaning the black man. Okay, so it don't matter what you believe in or not. I don't care what you got or not. I don't care what you do or not. If you don't see fit for the future of our children and our women and just us surviving in general, that we collectively have to come together, then I think your ass should be erased because you in the way. You know, like all these people leaving posters talking about, well, we getting ready to go to war with Korea. So what? Okay? Now, oh, everybody need to go over there who voted for Donald Trump. I say every nigga and one of you black motherfuckers out there that didn't vote at all, whether you voted for Trump or whether you wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton, if you voted, you vote your ballot, okay? If you didn't vote, seeing you motherfuckers that didn't vote. Because if you voted, maybe he wouldn't be in the White House. But since he's in there, this is what you have to deal with, okay? So my whole thing is learning how to respect the position of authority. You don't have to respect who's in there, okay? But go about your daily life trying to find things to improve yourself and improve your circumstances, and you won't be so goddamn uptight about things. You'll learn how to enjoy your life because you only control you in your life, you know? Now, getting right back to this topic right here about Kaepernick being blackballed, man, I think really honestly, man, this man need to just leave football alone and open up youth program or get collectively a lot of, you know, ex-NFL players and players in the league right now, you know, to start their own type of football league. I mean, Ice Cube got his own little 3-on-3 basketball league now. You know that, right?
That's going to happen one day. That's going
to
happen.
So the person that would be able to do that would be like Oprah Winfrey and Robert Simmons.
Johnson.
You know, these people need, we need to poke on those people because we should have our own league.
Well, see, this is the problem I have with that type of thing. Most of these people are like that, man, are bought in by the same people that exploit us and oppresses us, okay? But really, it's whoever want to volunteer, man. I don't believe that everybody that got money, if they black or whatever, should just automatically do shit for the black cause because their interest might not be there. So you don't want anybody that's interest not there to be involved in that because if they spending the bulk of the money, they going to want to have more influence and say-so over shit that don't have anything to do with that.
I'll take Russell Simmons out there because he's never voiced like he wanted to get out there and help. But people like Oprah Winfrey and Jay-Z, and Dr. Dre, these are billionaires that could put together a league, and we could be self-sufficient. We would get more black businesses, more black.
But it's all about the willingness. So I'm talking to the humble folks out there. I'm talking about the commoner out there. We're the ones with the most power. And reason why I say that is because the majority of people that are middle class people are basically African Americans. Okay. Now, when you come to poor, you got more white people that's poor than you do black people that's poor, based upon the percentile. Now, when you talk about people that's rich, there's more white people that's rich than it is black people that's rich. But the middle class, we own. So we're what we're trying to erase. Okay? And so, like I said, we can group all our resources together and push forward with a program that's more suitable to us and take over shit. And that's what they don't really like. You know? Now,
that's what they scared
JB,
them right
now. He's a part of the struggle, okay?
Y'all gonna put me to fucking sleep, dude.
Yeah. Johnny Lee Israel, Mr. Non-Funny Guy in the all-white, Mr. Angry Man.
No, Mr. You know, Sleepy Man.
Yeah. He wants go to sleep then. Take a nap, buddy. You walking around here.
I'm a fucking comedian. I can't
you
even
walking around here sleep
joke.
Every day because really? You're unconscious. You know, tell us a joke. Tell us a joke.
Can you tell us a funny joke?
Tell us a joke.
I got pocket food, nigga. When I say jokes, I'm saying, I got pocket food for real, right?
Can you tell us a funny joke? Make us laugh right now, sir.
You don't do it like that.
Tell us one.
You ease the fucking, like we did last week about the fat girl thing. You see, I got it wrote down, but I didn't have time to ease it. You just don't tell a joke. It don't go like that. That killed the mood. I'm just saying, really.
Oh, no, the tell time is a long? Joke.
You see, I was prepared. When I say I have time, the show is about over. That's all
I just said. Got one request of you, brother. Please,
I ain't tell no motherfucking
please don't
joke point,
put your finger in my face and do
oh,
all that.
Oh, my man, you don't mean no problem.
I know you don't. That's what I'm telling you.
Shit like that, man.
So do you have a joke to tell?
No. Maybe next time.
So shut the fuck up. If you don't have a joke to tell, shut up.
People haven't sent us.
I'm waiting for the
Johnny Lee Israel. Shut up.
What's in that? What's in that, man?
It's cranberry juice.
I got a joke, Johnny.
What?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up. How about that one?
Yeah, but football is here. I'm happy and excited. Getting ready for that fantasy football. Getting ready for all those hot picks. If you want to get in the fantasy football league next week, I'll tell you how to do it.
Raiders, baby. Why you don't like the Raiders, man? The Raiders and Cowboys are America's team in my book.
I don't like any football team but Carolina, but I love football, so
you always
I
like
appreciate
Carolina.
The other teams.
You always like the Carolina, man. I used to. Ain't nothing wrong with that Carolina. My people, South Carolina, Nick State. Somebody your age like in Carolina. I used to understand. Remember I asked you, were you from Carolina? Remember I asked you that?
I'm from Milwaukee.
Why you don't like
that's
Green Bay?
To Carolina
Green Bay, hey, man.
Because I'm not a follower. My whole family is Green Bay fans. I don't just like something because everybody else like it.
You pick Carolina.
Just like you. You original. You wear white all day.
Yeah. Every day.
Signature white.
Don't they be new outfits? Y'all see me every day. I'm the real deal. I'm the ex-playboy. I'm enjoying life. I live a middle-class lifestyle. And Hollywood damn sure say I'm from the deal star. And all my goddamn fans saying so, too. It's time to blow up. That's what this is all about. Right, for real?
You said it, man. You the godfather.
Yeah.
Now, if anybody out there listening, you know, this is Johnny Lee Israel. I'm going to clear it up because, you know, you might hear me refer to him as JB, which.
That's my nickname.
Yeah. We call him that because he reminds me of James Brown. So we're going to go to a commercial break. And if anybody want to chime in and to see if he looks like James Brown, you can call in at 323-293-3375. Call on in.
Is my eyes all right?
Y'all ready for this?
Hey, everybody in America. Glad to see you back. As we wrap up this show and this real heated up discussion here over racism, nationalism, financial stability, you know, raising our kids and all this other stuff we talk about, even sports, man. The sum of the story is as soon as, man, we can become on the same accord, will be better. Some people say on the same page, but I don't look at it that way. At least just be reading the same goddamn novel. You know, at least I can go back a couple of chapters, you know, and be on the same page or read the page you was on, but you could be on page 4 reading a different goddamn book, you know, and I'm on page 4 reading a different book than you. So as long as, man, we can respect one another, man, and try to unify and be a better example to these kids, man, it'll be a better place. As long as we hang on to all the old shit and keep on holding bitterness for one another within our bosom, then we're not going to never progress. Time will just progress without us. So let's be in sync in time and do something for ourselves, people. And we finna wrap this up right now, man. You know, I want everybody to know that Johnny Reed Israel is just an ordinary asshole every day, but I love him to death, okay? This is my brother right here. I love him, and this is my main man, Packet. And we gonna see y'all next week on this Mad Marv Taco, Titty, and Tequila Tuesday.
Peace out.